Do you search YouTube for the latest Disney park videos, or Disney resort videos, or the latest Central Florida attractions, including Universal Studios, SeaWorld, and Legoland? Check out the Theme Park Brothers on YouTube, and you can find them on Twitter at Theme Park Boys, and on Facebook as well at the Theme Park Brothers. And check out their most recent video, which includes the Canada Pavilion in Epcot's World Showcase. Again, they are the Theme Park Brothers on YouTube. Hello, welcome to the Dub D Dub Review. I'm your host, Chris Malik, and I'm joined by my regular cast today, Peter Ponacorvo. How you doing?
I'm doing.
You're doing? Stacy Nyman, good. How are you doing?
Awesome.
Okay.
You gotta show me up.
She does that, doesn't she? Like when she comes on, no matter what you say,
every time.
No one's ever been better, and then Stacy comes in and says, I'm better. Slightly better than Peter, right?
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. Well, let's see who's better today. We've got a good show. We're wrapping up our Leading Ladies and Princess draft. So, Tamara Spidell, how are you?
I am great. How are you?
I'm great. We are recording, actually, the day after the Super Bowl. So, this is going to come out a little bit later. No matter what happened yesterday, it was a great game. How do you think? What do you think, Tamara? What do you think about that game yesterday?
Well, stop it, Pete. Still kind of licking my wounds, but hey, that halftime show, that was pretty awesome. Justin Timberlake, he's my boy.
But on a game-for-game basis, was that not just a great Super Bowl to watch? Wasn't that fun?
That was amazing. It was a really good game. Even though I don't like the outcome, yeah. It was a super fun game to watch.
You know what?
I wouldn't know.
You didn't watch it yesterday, Peter?
Where was Aaliyah last night?
Saving,
where am I all the time?
Saving babies from burning houses?
I was at work.
Okay.
I was
working. At work. Okay. Stacy, did you watch a game last night?
Here's Stacy's answer. I'll give it. Chris, there was a game last night?
Sorry, my mom keeps on trying to call, and I keep on trying to get her off the phone. Did you ask me about the game?
Yes, I did.
It was really good. All those guys, they were running around the field.
Sports ball.
They were scoring some points by getting the ball in the hole. And
sports.
Yay.
Sports ball, yay.
All right. Listen, enough of this nice talk. I'm here to win today. I want to win this contest.
Yeah, okay.
I brought on a judge today. Let me introduce you. It's Beth Brooks. Beth, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Cool. We're doing really good, Beth. Give us a little bit about yourself so we know. Actually, I'm trying to cheat here. Tell me a little bit about what you like and what you don't like so I can try and get my picks as close to as possible. Tell us a little about yourself.
I live in St. Augustine, Florida. I make it to Disney about once or twice a week, so I'm a very lucky girl. A retired military wife of 25 years.
Okay.
And yeah, living the dream.
You are living. How far is it from St. Augustine to Walt Disney World?
2 hours.
2 hours. So you make the trip. You.
I do what's called a turn and burn. I'll get up at 5:30 in the morning, get in the car by 6, get down there by rope drop, and I'll close the park and drive back.
Nice.
So, you know, I've actually been communicating with you through the WW Review Facebook page, but before that, I was communicating with you through a Facebook group that you belong to, right? As well?
Correct. Yep. It's called the Walt Disney Group. I know, not too exciting as far as imaginative, but we are a fantastic group. No drama, lots of fun, lots of games. It's great. We have a great group.
Cool. Let me actually give a plug for you for 1 second. So when we were starting off the show and we ask, there are Facebook groups all over and some people are pretty protective. So when you ask, can I share the show and Facebook groups,
some people are protective, don't want you to, but the person who actually started the group, his name is Todd. Todd was super accepting and super positive and supportive of us of putting the show out there. So I'll always remember that when we were starting off, he was more than happy and willing to let us go and advertise our show in that Facebook group. So I couldn't recommend that group highly enough.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, we know everybody has many, many groups that they're a part of, and we're all Disney fans, and no, we don't mind that at all. I mean, it brings more great content to our page. So honestly, I mean, it's a great group to be in. You get to see a lot of different podcasts, a lot of different groups and articles. And no, we're not protective like that at all. I don't understand that anyway. I don't understand why people get so.
Yeah. It's a pretty weird world in some of those Disney groups. But yeah, I caught that. I always thought that if you add a podcast, it only helps expand the horizons and your love for Disney. So that was my
absolutely.
Thought. You also have, correct me if I'm wrong, you have a daughter who works for Disney. Is that correct?
I do. I have a cast member, yes. Yes, she works at Magic Kingdom back in Circus.
Okay.
At the shop back there. And, she's training college program children as we speak.
So you truly get to live the life. You get to go to the Magic Kingdom or Walt Disney World twice a week. You get to see your daughter at least twice a week at work, right?
Yep. And I visit her sofa many times when I decide to stay overnight and free place to stay. So always an extra perk.
Tamara and Stacy and myself are taking notes because as our kids move along and get a little older, get into high school and get into college, we're thinking, that sounds like a really good idea. You got the cast member.
Oh, it's totally good. My daughter did 2 college programs. Okay. So she went there twice, and the second time she stayed a year. And I can give you all the ins and outs on how they should do their phone interviews
awesome.
And everything. Oh yeah, no, that
yeah. Sophie's been
you gotta nail
forward
it.
To that. So my daughter Sophie's 14, and she's been talking about it since she was about 7. So she'll need some tips in a couple of years.
Absolutely, and there is definitely things that you have to do. You know, I suggest dressing up, even though it's a phone interview. You've got to smile when you answer. Because they can hear that, and you got to be like super peppy and really—that's what they want to hear. They want to hear that through the phone. And Alex has nailed it every single time. So it is—it's an excellent way to get your foot in the door down there.
Hey, those are some good pointers. I like that. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm taking notes right now. Wear clothes, right?
Wear clothes. Yeah, don't sit in your underwear while you're talking to Disney.
Right. See, this is the way Chris and I hear things as opposed to the way Stacy or normal people hear things.
Wear clothes.
Dress up. Yep. Put on clothes.
Put on pants, please.
No, Pete, I can wear my kilt.
Our smoking jackets and our monocles will be all set, right?
There you go. That's it.
All right. So let's go over the rules. We want to bring you up to speed here. So last show we conducted a draft. It started off as just Disney princesses, but it ended up being the Disney princesses and the leading ladies. So we went 6 rounds. We each took a turn selecting a character. Really, we had different motivation. Pete tried to assemble a team that would compete in Survivor.
Anything. Yeah, basically.
Okay. We each tried to, you know, assemble a roster of who we thought would be the most popular or who we liked the most. So we're going to match them up right now, and you alone are the judge. We got to put an argument to why we selected them, and then you get to pick. At the end of the day, there's a not-so-valuable prize, but anyways, it's a lot of bragging rights, and we'll hold it over the person's head for a long time. So you ready to go? Does that sound good to you?
I'm ready.
Let's do
it.
Tamara, would you like to take a look at your list and throw your first person up there?
All right. So I went about this as these are women who I would A, love to hang out with, B, who I think are strong role models for girls, and C, I think it would not only be fun to hang out with, but people I think who I could work with. So the first person that I selected is Elizabeth Swann from the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise. I love that she is spunky and she's brave and she stands up to, you know, men who want to tell her she's just a pretty little thing and you just go stay over there and do your own thing. I like that she's a fighter, she's sassy, and she could kick probably any guy's butt. You give her a sword and, you know, some rope, I think she could do some damage.
Okay. And she likes to use the word parlay.
Yes, she does, Savvy.
Exactly. Okay, so you're up with Elizabeth Swann. Stacey, who do you want to match up there?
So my team did not have quite that much thought in it. I just kind of went with the people that I really liked. You'll see a lot of them. I feel as though they're cute. But I'm going to put Moana against Elizabeth Swann. I think that they would make kind of a good battle there. Moana is also very strong, very headstrong. She's a go-getter. She doesn't back down. She does her own dirty work. She has an awesome sidekick in Hey Hey. And the best part about Moana, well, really not. This, that makes me seem really shallow, but she has really, really great hair. which, you know, it has to count for something. I mean, even when it's wet and stuff, it looks really good. So, Moana's my first round pick.
She's just drawn that way, though. That's not
her. I know. I wish I could be drawn that way.
Hey, Pete, I got to be honest. I don't know about you, but when it comes to my turn, I don't have any write-ups. I'm going to be completely destroyed again. These girls came prepared with notes, cliff notes, full-out paragraphs. This is not good.
Only thing I can say is all of my team members have a role to play, and if you look at them as a group, I think they're the strongest group that you can put out there. But since we're putting out the I guess we'll call it the enforcer kick butt type, I think we'll go with my last pick of the group, and that was Rey from Star Wars. I mean, come on. She's a Jedi. Really?
See?
Elizabeth Swann's sword gets sliced in half.
Pete,
she can cut through the rope with her lightsaber.
Okay, but look what she could do wearing a corset, okay? Ray's not wearing a corset. She's got some, like, rags tied around her arm. Come on.
Yeah, dude. She doesn't even have proper clothing, and look what she's capable of.
It's comfortable clothing. Trust me. Way more comfortable than a corset, I think.
I've never worn a corset or rags, so I'm not sure. I'll take your word.
All right. So you're only
That's
hoping
what I'm going
that Beth...
with. I don't know.
Beth is a... You do know that she is a Star Wars fan.
I have no idea if she's a Star Wars fan or not.
She's appeared as... Beth, tell us what you guys dressed up as.
AT-AT.
Oh, yeah. For the Halloween party. I did Darth Vader. My son did a Rebel Alliance soldier, the one who's running with the Death Star plans. My mother was R2-D2. My husband was Boba Fett. Yes, and my daughter was a Jedi. So yeah, no, we were all decked out. I even had the red contacts.
That's right.
In my
eye. Remember seeing that picture.
Oh wow!
Now that you mentioned that, okay,
yeah.
Beth.
Yeah, no, huge fans. Oh, here, can you see me?
The AT-AT in the background.
Yes, very and then nice. Here's the pants
I'm
wearing
the Christmas pants.
Christmas pajama pants and the shirt. Look, see? Like, you couldn't have done better with your pick. Not that I'm saying I'm picking yours yet. I want to hear everybody.
Okay,
I don't think Moana has a shot.
Hey, Pete, this is like your new favorite person of all time. Pete's like, I can't believe this.
This is the best judge we've had on so far.
I will say, though, that I lived in Hawaii, and I absolutely adore it, and I wish I still lived there. So don't count yourself out.
All right, so this is going to be a tough one. Let me see here. Well, I'm just going to go with the little girl cute with the little pigtails, and I'm going to bring up Jessie from Toy Story, only because she's adorable. And she has suffered the same losses as Andy, and yet she still persists, and she's spunky and feisty. So Jessie was my character that I'm going to bring up in round one. So it's Elizabeth Swann versus Moana versus Rey versus Jessie. Beth, it's up to you.
I don't know. I mean, I was really, you were selling me on Elizabeth Swann. She's amazing. But I'm going to go with Ray.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, we should have figured when you're dressed head to toe, we should have knew that was a good one.
Yeah, I saw that
one
coming.
I didn't plan that. All right. I really didn't. I didn't know.
All right, so let's go to round two. Stacy, you want to lead off this time? We'll go Stacy, Pete, me, then back to
Sure.
Tamara. Go ahead.
All right, that sounds good. Okay, I'm going to go with my favorite girl, my number one leading lady at Minnie Mouse. I think that she is adorable. She's fashionable. She's a devoted friend. She's a good businesswoman. I don't know if you knew that she owns her own boutique. And she just got a new star on the Walk of Fame. So she's pretty famous. She can do some good in this world. One of, you know, the most awesome trademarks of all Disney, Minnie Mouse.
You've seen
it. I feel like I'm on Miss America now or something. Right? I was waiting for her talent.
You don't want to see awesome. Chris do the swimsuit competition. We're just going to leave it at that.
Hey, Stacy, how many That's times great. Have you seen the Mickey's Hair Boutique, Minnie's Hair Boutique episode on Mickey Mouse Clubhouse?
Oh, I love that one.
All right. Peter, who are you going to throw up there?
All right, so I think for this one, I'm going to go with the idea person in the group. That is going to be from the Disney Afternoon Gadget Hack Wrench from Chip and Dale's Rescue Rangers. She was basically the Colonel Hannibal of the Rescue Rangers as far as the A-Team would go. And this is my A-Team.
Who's B.A. Baracus? Whose face? Come on, Pete, at that point.
Well, I'm okay. Face is going to have to be... I'm going to go with Helen Parr for face, but...
All right.
Well, B.A. is Nine-Eye. Come on.
Don't expose your picks.
Security.
All right. So, Beth, do you know who Gadget Hack Wrench is?
Yes.
Because then you beat me, because when Pete said it, I said, I don't even know who that is, Pete. So you already beat me. All right, so let's see. We got Minnie. We got Gadget Hack Wrench. I'm going to go with a girl who just keeps swimming. So short-term memory loss, but she persists. And she's adorable. And is there anyone else more adorable than Ellen as the voice of Dory? So I'm going to throw Dory as my number two pick. Tamara?
Okay, so now I see that we're clearly not just going in order that we presented them last time. Now I see there's actually some strategy around it.
Well, rookie. You have the last, shot here.
That a girl.
Remember when I was like, what's the format? That was kind of what I was looking for. Okay, so...
Welcome to Chris's world.
Okay, so I think I'm going to go with Joy from Inside Out. Because I love her. She's like your, like, you believe in it. She's your optimist. Like, she is the person who, even when, like, everything looks like it's not going to pull out and it's not going to go your way, like, she can get everybody on board to believe in it and be positive. And then through all that positive thinking, wonderful, great things happen. So I go with Joy.
Okay. Minnie Mouse, Gadget Hack Wrench, Dory, or Joy?
A little tougher one. I'm kind of wrestling between two. I think I'm going to go with Minnie Mouse.
Yay!
Okay.
I know, I was really thinking Joy. You really, almost
You did sell that one, Tamara.
Yeah, that's good.
Not well enough, clearly. It's Minnie Mouse. You can't beat Minnie Mouse. Yeah.
All right, Peter. Round three.
All right. Communications officer on the team. She can communicate with those from beyond. That's going to be Madame Leota from the Haunted Mansion.
Yeah, when Pete said it, we were like, oh, well, that's a good pick,
Yeah,
Pete.
That's a good one.
We weren't prepared for that one. I'm going to go through, let's see here. That's pretty good, Pete. I got to look at the other rosters here and see what I can match up with. I'm going to go with potentially my best pick here because I got to get on the board. I'm going to go with the girl that has Dingle Hoppers. And Tamara, what else does she have? What else could you possibly put on a headband?
A snarf blat.
A snarf blat. I'm going to go with Ariel because she should have just listened to her. She should have just listened to her father in the first place, but she didn't. And look at all the trouble. But anyways, she's adorable, and she's one of the most legendary princesses out there. And Tamara makes a spectacular headband with her. So Ariel is my girl.
That is a good choice, I have to admit.
Tamara, you're up.
Oh. Okay. Oh, boy. Okay, so I'm going to go with one that I might come as a little bit of a surprise here. I'm going to go with Roz from Monsters, Inc. Because I feel like, you know, when you first meet her, you know, clearly she's a little rough around the edges. She's a little intimidating. But she's, like, she's there for the right reason. And she's kind of got that covert operation going on. So she's really good at being stealthy and kind of like holding her cards close. And that's really important sometimes. But she also gets the job done and she follows up and she makes sure that, you know, people are turning in the puce forms when they're supposed to turn in the puce forms and all that. So I'm gonna go with Roz.
Okay. Stacy.
All right. I am going with Princess Tiana. My favorite Disney princess. She's so hardworking. She doesn't just wish upon a star. She puts in the work. She uses the elbow grease. I love her plot twist that she turns into an animal during the story. And she spends most of the story, I think, most of the movie as a frog and not as a human princess. So that's pretty cool. But her story is just such a great story of perseverance. It's just one of the best. So she's my next pick.
Okay. Madame Leota, Ariel, Roz, or Tiana?
Well, I am a huge, huge Haunted Mansion fan. In fact, that's what I was for Halloween here at the house.
Oh, for Criminy Crickets. Pete, did you look at ever one of her Facebook photos?
I know. It's like he's Facebook for like years. But you know what? He had me until Roz. I am picking Roz.
Woo!
Holy cow! Yeah. Roz upset two
plot
princesses.
Twist.
Holy cow!
I honestly didn't even see that coming. Because Stacy, you're like Tiana rationale. Like I was like, oh, she's got this in the bag.
Beth, explain why.
I mean, I love Roz. That is. She's awesome.
Hello, boys.
She doesn't take any crap. Oh, come on. You can do a better one than that.
Always watching.
Always watching. Mm. Yep. No, I love her. She's great. She doesn't take any crap. She, yeah, keeps everybody in line. No, it's Rod. Yep.
Stacy and I are shocked.
That's awesome.
Wow. All right.
I respect that pick.
All right. Well, you know what? Heck with y'all. I put up Jessica Rabbit, and I don't even need a reason to say, Jessica, by gosh, Rabbit is my pick on number four. She's my girl. I don't have a great demonstration. I don't have a great three-paragraph write-up. I don't need one with her.
Really? Don't you? Don't you, Chris?
I know. When he said a demonstration, I was just thinking of, you know.
I would like
I hope
to
he doesn't
that.
Have a demonstration.
All right, Tamara.
Oh, am I up next against that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, Okay, I'm going to go with Rapunzel. I love Rapunzel, again, because she's got that determined spirit, but she's also super creative, and, you know, she can make good out of a bad situation. I mean, you're locked up in a tower all day, but what is, she's like probably the most productive person on the planet when you listen to like all the things that she accomplishes before like 9 in the morning, right? Like she's painting things, she's making dresses, she's reading books, cleaning floors, brushing her hair, yada yada. She's amazingly productive, and I totally admire that. I'm kind of a productivity nerd, so like I'm all over that. But she's also, you know, just like got the super kind, good-spirited heart. And while at first she's a little, you know, she sees, you know, Flynn Rider as a rapscallion, you know, she finally sees the good in him, and then she just brings the good out in everybody. I just love Rapunzel. She's amazing. I want to be her when I grow up, especially because of the hair.
Tamara, do you have a headband that you work with Rapunzel?
Actually I do. I don't think it's on my shop, but, I made one a while ago I do have one. Yeah, one of my floral ones with the wire ears.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I have it in my shop.
Was it the one your sister had on?
It could be. She and I shared it on our trip.
Okay.
It had purple and yellow. Yeah. And, yeah.
Okay. Cool. Stacy. What do you got?
All right. I am going to go with the opposite of Chris. And I am going to go with literally the sweetest girl in Disney movies. And that is Vanellope von Schweetz. She has been through years and years of bullying. And she had to endure all this hardship. It's turned her into a sarcastic and sassy little thing. She's also a bit obnoxious, but she does all this stuff to protect herself, and she proves to be loyal and kind and forgiving, and she's super smart. And just like Tamara wants to be Rapunzel when she grows up, I want to be Vanellope because she is just so awesome.
Okay. Peter.
Security officer time. Nine-Eye from Timekeeper. She is literally made up of 9 cameras. Nothing will get past her.
Pete,
I told you, mine is a team.
Pete, you know what? You and I got to get on the same page here. We got to get a better write up. All right, these girls are beating us at arguments, Peter. All right, that's what it is.
Chris, I've been awake for
736 hours. I know.
Hold on, 20.
All right.
It's almost a little.
Carry the
32 hours.
Carry the Tuesday.
Cofactor.
Yeah,
all right.
Exactly. Carry the Tuesday.
All right.
Divide by.
Beth, here we go.
By January.
Jessica Rabbit. Rapunzel. Vanellope von Schweetz. And Nine-Eye.
Let's see. Big Tangled fan. Love her. But Vanellope's a good one, too. You know what? I really like how she's drawn. I'm going to go with Jessica Rabbit.
Oh, that a girl. She's not really bad. You know that, right?
Yeah.
So they think I like her for the obvious curvaceous reasons, but it's not true. She's got a heart of gold.
Really?
Yeah, she's got a heart of gold, all right?
She has 4 lines in the entire movie. And 2 of them are the same.
Peter, be nice now. Be nice.
She does them so well.
That's right. She only needs 4 lines.
That's right. That's all she needs.
Tamara, you're up. We got 2 more rounds.
Okay. Shoot. Okay. I don't know. My last two are...
No, they're good.
They're both pretty good. I'm going to go with Meg from Hercules. And really because it's about, you know, she's all about kind of that self-preservation of like, I've already been burned once. I'm not going to let another guy, you know, screw me over. And so she tries to like protect herself and, you know, build those walls. But then she finally realizes that, you know, true love is a good thing and love is going to take you farther. And she has some pretty amazing songs in that movie. So I'm going for Meg.
Okay.
Stacey. Is it bad that the first thing I thought of when she said Meg was Family Guy?
Yes, that is bad.
Yes, Peter, but it is bad.
Pretty bad. Okay.
I was so just making Disney. Sure. I thought so, but I just wanted to verify it. Mainly because I haven't seen Hercules in forever, and I forgot who that was.
Stacey, you're
all right. My next one, I'm going to go by what I remember Beth saying at the beginning about how much she loves Hawaii. And my next pick is cute little high-spirited and spunky Lilo. She's super sensitive. She's disobedient, but she's so patient with Stitch for the most part throughout the whole movie and just so sweet with him. She's really brave. She's really adventurous. But the best part about her is that she is so, so, so fun. And I would just love to be around her just for a little while to watch her in all her antics. So Lilo, my next one.
Okay. Peter.
I'm going to go with the Get It Done. And that's going to be Helen Parr. You probably know her better as Elastigirl or Mrs. Incredible.
Excellent. Peter, remind me, put an asterisk by that. I've got some news about her, and we'll talk about it after the show. All right? Well, I want to get everyone's opinion on it. So she's your number five pick, Helen Parr.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's see. I got Meg, I got Lilo, I got Helen Parr. Can I embarrass myself here for a second, Beth? As no, I have not done that for the last 110 shows. I've never seen this movie, but I know it's legendary, and I know Julie Andrews is legendary. So I'm going to say Mary Poppins is my fifth round pick. Could you believe I've never seen Mary Poppins?
You've never seen Mary Poppins?
No, and Peter gives me the business relentlessly on it. I've never seen it.
Lived under a rock? How do you not see Mary Poppins?
Right?
I'm ashamed. I have shame. I live with shame every day.
I still can't believe you haven't watched it since the draft
pick show. No kidding.
He's had
a couple of days.
Well, you know, I got chemistry problems and other things going on in my life, so it's too busy.
You don't have your priorities in order, buddy.
Yeah. But I also know that she's iconic and she's legendary, and heck, she's got a whole resort themed after her and Bert, so Mary Poppins. Okay, so let's go over it. We got Meg, we've got Lilo, we've got Helen Parr, and we've got Mary Poppins.
I think that I'm going to have to go with Helen Parr.
Helen Parr?
I can totally dig her. I mean, she is a mom that has to have everything organized, being a military wife. Helen Parr. Absolutely. Oh,
the military wife. I understand. I get it. Yeah, that's okay. Peter, you got two with this list. I'm highly impressed.
Nice, Pete.
I'm highly impressed. All right.
Let's see what happens on the last one.
We'll see what happens. Here we go.
What is the score right now? Can you update us, Chris?
Tamara, 1. Stacy, 1. Peter, 2. Chris, 1 with one round to play. Stacy, you're up.
All right. I kept my heavy hitter, my Disney icon of Tinkerbell for my last pick. But this is the Tinkerbell from Peter Pan, not necessarily from the fairy movies where she talks. I'm talking about the silent pink Tinkerbell who doesn't need to talk because her expressions and actions are so loud and they just speak volumes. Her choices are terrible. She's pretty selfish. She's sometimes dangerous. But she is also completely devoted and loyal to her friends, and I strive to be that way as well. Well, not the selfish and dangerous part, but the loyal and devoted part. So Tinkerbell is my last pick.
Okay. Peter.
All right, so this is my X Factor team member. She is the definition of tenacity and going after no matter what. She sets her mind to something, and that's what she goes for. And that is Candace Flynn from Phineas and Ferb.
Okay.
Every day, it's bust my brothers. That's all she cares about. Well, that and Jeremy, but that's irrelevant. She's there to bust her brothers.
my last round pick, her music is so beautiful and her looks are so beautiful, she literally drove Kokoum to commit suicide by running into John Smith's buddy's gun. This poor, poor man just has this guilt now because he killed Kokoum, right?
So uplifting, Chris.
That's how beautiful she is, Peter. Pocahontas is my last pick.
Okay. Well, on that uplifting note, Chris.
Exactly.
I don't know if I'm going to be so much better. So
I was going to say, you have the queen of it. What are you talking about?
Okay, but I feel like I have got a good rationale for this choice. So my last pick is Maleficent, but not from the animated classic movie, from the live action movie. And here's why. Because I feel like, you know, yes, Maleficent is painted as a villain. She's super complicated, right? So there she was, like, she was this, like, beautiful fairy. She was living peacefully in this, you know, beautiful, magical moor. And she, despite her, you know, better judgment, decides to befriend a human. And then he basically, you know, they go from friends to, like, they're all Twitter-pated with each other. But unfortunately, the human does what often humans do to beautiful things in nature, and he takes a turn, and basically he betrays Maleficent. And I just, you know, my heart goes out to her. I feel like she's misunderstood. She's a scapegoat for things that are evil, when really and truly she was this beautiful creature that man turned evil.
Wow.
I feel like we just got blamed for something, right? Chris.
I swear, Pete. Like, at this point, I want to apologize. Tam. I'm sorry. Pete, do you have an apology as well?
I think he's apologizing for Jessica Rabbit.
The right? Mortal. Right? You could have used the term mortal.
Right? We just... Somehow we did bad. I don't know how, but we did bad.
Man did it.
You guys are outnumbered this week.
Sorry. I mean, hey, if the shoe fits.
All right. So let's go over these. So we've got Tinkerbell. We've got Candace Flynn. We've got Pocahontas. And we've got the live action Maleficent.
Camera just wants her cheekbones. That's really reasonable.
Well, okay, there's that.
I think I'm going to go with Maleficent. She gave a really great, yep, argument.
It is the argument. All right, so we've got a problem here. We cannot end on a tie. We've got 2-1-2, all right, 1. So, Tamara and Peter, what do you say we go with a quick round of sudden death? Off the top of your head.
Okay.
You'll have to name a leading lady or a princess here on short notice with no preparation and try and convince the argument just to break the tie as you all look around for the nearest book right now to try and flash open a book.
I'm already done, man.
Pete's
good.
Done. Pete, name us your character. By the way, Stacy, I think you and I got hosed, but that's okay. Peter,
yeah,
go ahead.
That's okay.
The princess of my generation, Princess Leia.
Oh!
Whoa, yikes.
Tamara,
that's like cheating. She's wearing Star Wars head to toe. This is like super cheating, Pete.
Tamara,
I told you, if I had a backup way to get Princess Leia if somebody else picked her. And that was to take her as General Organa. So I'm getting her either way.
All right. Tamara, what do you got? You got to come up with something special here.
Ooh,
how about if we
like Princess Leia was totally on my other list from last week? So
okay. Well, that was last week.
Hang on, she's looking around. I'll give you this. Let me give you 1 minute here, and let's talk about a news story. Can I have you guys, Peter, Stacy, Beth? I want to read you a news story from the Disney Parks blog and tell me, does this move you guys in any way? What kind of excitement level is this bringing for you? So this is the The Incredible Summer. It brings new experiences to all four parks. The Incredible Takeover at Tomorrowland and Magic Kingdom Park, where they're going to have a party with Mr. Incredible, Elastigirl, and Frozone from The Incredibles. And it's going to kind of set up The Incredibles Part 2, which is going to debut on June 15th of this year. Or the Guardians of the Galaxy take the stage at Epcot, where Star-Lord and Gamora will join the alien band, taking guests on a journey through the cosmos. It's going to feature awesome hits from mixtapes 1 and 2.
Oh, and, really? Really? That's just a cheap shot.
And this...
I got to put on...
This builds up the anticipation for the Guardians of the Galaxy attraction.
Or, and it's going to be in the America Pavilion in World Showcase. Yes.
Okay, let me ask you this. Beth, are you a Guardians of the Galaxy fan? I know you're a Star Wars fan. Do you like the Guardians as well, too?
I do.
Okay.
I do, but I don't think it has any place in Epcot. I'm not happy about that.
Okay, interesting.
Especially not in World Showcase, which is where they're going to be doing this special thing right here in America.
They're going to do it. Stick it over by Ellen's Energy Adventure, where they're going to have their attraction.
Good point. That's an excellent point. If it's at the American Adventure Pavilion, you're right. That's kind of sticks out there like a sore thumb.
Right.
Or the Explorers Meetup, a great bird adventure and dino-tastic celebration for Donald Duck at Animal Kingdom. So these are two new offerings in time for the Animal Kingdom Park's 20th anniversary. You can discover new bird species from around the world at the new show Explorers Meetup, a great bird adventure, which stars senior wilderness explorer Russell and his furry friend Doug. And they're going to launch Dino-tastic Celebration, which Donald takes over Dinoland USA. Which of those, Beth, being the local, which of those gets you most interested?
The Animal Kingdom, actually.
Really? Why is
Definitely.
That?
Definitely. I'm an Up fan.
Okay.
I'm glad to see more of those characters coming out. The dance party at Magic is nothing new.
Correct. It's been there for a long time. They just repackaged that.
And honestly, has never been a huge hit.
Okay.
I've walked by there time and time again, mm-hmm. different times of year, and you get a few toddlers out there dancing and so forth, but they've never been able to really engage people. So I don't think that's going to be anything amazing bringing it back. But and like I said, Galaxy over in World Showcase, I don't think's right. I get it. That's a big stage over there. But I think it takes away from World Showcase and what they're trying to do. But, I like Up. I like all those characters. I think bringing Donald into Dinoland might give it a little new life. And, I guess out of those three, that would make me more excited.
Cool. The last piece.
Squirrel.
Yeah, exactly. The last piece of that was Incredibles 2 on June 15th. If 0 was I'm not interested, 10 I'm seeing on opening day, where do you give that, Beth? What would you give that movie? Incredibles
2. I love Incredibles, so I would give it a good solid 8.
Wow. Tamara, what do you give it?
You're 10. Excited.
A 10. Wow. Stacey, what do you give it?
I'm going to give it a 9 just because we will be driving to Disney World on opening day, so we won't be able to see it then. But if there's a rainy day while we're down there, maybe we'll go to Disney Springs and see it there. So I can't give it a 10 for opening day, but I'm going to give it a 9.
Wow. Peter, what do you give that number?
For me, it's an 8.
Holy cow.
I gotta hope that, A, I'm not working, and B, that my wife is interested in seeing that in the least.
Peter, if she's not... I know a family who will take you. Right? You're in.
Good deal.
Uncle Pete, you join us. All right. So anyways, Tamara, do you have a princess or a leading lady in mind?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Okay.
Mrs. Potts.
Mrs. Potts.
No, but you're kind of heading in the right direction.
Okay.
I would have to pick Belle.
Okay. Why?
Because, oh my gosh, I love Belle. I love to read and... Belle is all about using, books and literature to escape, and that as an educator, that's something that I always hope that's what we're going to instill in our kids at school, is that, like, reading is going to take you somewhere. Not only is it going to teach you, but it's also going to help, like, hook into your imagination. I also love that even though, like, all the other girls in town think that Gaston is just, like, this amazing, my heart is all aflutter with Gaston, like, she sees that, okay, he's maybe a pretty face, but he's not super bright, and there's not a whole lot of substance to him. And so she knows that, you know, if you're going to marry someone or you're going to be involved in a relationship with someone, you want it to be somebody who's going to treat you respectfully, who's going to honor you for who you are and your great strengths that you bring. And clearly Gaston is not that kind of guy. So I say, hands down, Belle.
Wow.
Dang. Wow. That was good.
I also want to apologize for the action right there, Tamara, of all the... All right.
Is she going to be able to lead a rebellion?
No. Okay, so we've
But you know what? She can read all kinds of books on good strategies, and then she'll also read some books on, like, how to recruit a great team. So I still think Belle. Sorry, Pete.
Wow. All right,
we already
so
had a team.
Princess Leia or Belle, Beth, you have to decide who is the tiebreaker.
Gosh, those are, like, two complete. That's hard. I'm a big book reader, by the way, so I do connect with Belle in that way.
I feel like I hear a big, huge butt coming.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's Princess Leia. Princess Leia, definitely.
Oh, man.
That was a good fight, though, Tamara. That was
Thank
awesome.
You.
That was good, yeah.
I gave it my all.
You girls certainly know how to pose an argument. If I ever go to trial, I want to have you guys help me with constructing my case, that's for sure. Better than me blaming poor Cocoum. So anyways, Beth, before we go, do you want to give a shout-out or a plug to anything? Want to give you the opportunity.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. My son has an Etsy site. It's called Brooks Craft Creations, and he does custom woodwork and wood burning. So he has Disney coasters and Marvel coasters and Star Wars coasters, and we do custom signs, and Brooks Craft Creations on Etsy.
Cool. And what was that Facebook group again that you're an administrator for?
Walt Disney Group.
Okay.
That's what it's called, and come check us out.
Cool. And lastly, if anyone wants to ask you a question or anything, what are your, you want to give your social media addresses so people can find you?
I'm on Instagram at beth.brooks9, and I am, you can always find me on group. I'm very active there, and you can ask me any questions or anything you want.
Excellent.
Excellent.
Tamara?
I recently opened an Etsy shop as well at the beginning of 2018, and it's called Magical Mara Design.
Okay.
I make ears based on some of the people we talked about today, some of the princesses and leading ladies, but also do custom ears if you have, themes or something that you want to do. So you can find me on Etsy at Magical Mara Magical Mara Designs. I'm also on Twitter. I just created a new Twitter account that is at Magic Mara Design. You can also find me on Twitter at WDWPhotog, and then clearly I'm also lurking around the WDW Review Facebook page often as well.
Excellent. We are going to get our order in for the Jessica Rabbit Gadget Hack Wrench and Nine Eye Headband very soon.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get some drawings
research,
figured
research
out.
Research and development quickly on them, right? All right.
Nine Eye's on YouTube. Just look up Timekeeper.
Peter, what do you got? You got anything for us? You wanna plug something, buddy?
No.
No? Stacy, you wanna plug something?
Give us a review on iTunes.
Yes, exactly. Thank you. We've had a bunch of reviews recently. I appreciate everyone doing that. It does help us. We've had tremendous movement recently on iTunes and Stitcher, and we appreciate it. We find ourselves in spots that we never imagined we would be, so we genuinely appreciate your friendship, your support, your reviews, and all the kind words. So, and if you want to contact us, you know where to find us on Facebook. It is the WW Review Facebook page. So, for my friend Peter, for my friend Stacy, for my friend Tamara, for my new friend Beth, thank you, and have a great day.
See ya.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, everybody.
See you later.